would like to convene the public session of the June 8th meeting of the Pacifica National Network at 7:20 p.m. West Coast time and 10:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Grace Aaron. Mia Bediaco.
Present.
Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
A.C. Byrd.
Present.
Kathy Davis.
Present.
Sherry Gendelman. Sorry.
Present. Zakai Free left off.
He did not come. Is that correct, Zakai?
You're going to call his name, right?
Oh, Zakai Free. Okay. Mike Martin, I understand, is not here. Mike Martin.
And Ambrose.
Is he in Magaza?
You have to call Ambrose, Mary.
I thought I did. Ambrose Lane.
Okay.
Ace, he said he was in the hospital.
Yeah,
he said. Okay. Safia Mwangaza. Okay. Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Sarah Randawa. George Ryder. Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Schrell. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lori Taguma. Jack Van Aken.
Here.
Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Yosha Manaka.
Here.
Mary Berg is here. Nicole Sawaya. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Okay. Hi, Lonnie.
Oh. Again. We have quorum.
Okay, great. Here. So the purpose of this special meeting is to receive a report from the PND subcommittee that was tasked with exploring venues, costs, and costs for the next PMB meeting. And that committee was made up of Afia Nangwaza, Joe Wansal. Am I correct, Joe?
Well, it originally not, but I joined the committee after.
Okay, Rob Robinson. Who else? Rob? Oh, he's not here. All right.
Grace Aaron, right?
Grace Aaron.
And okay. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Carolyn, were you on that committee?
Yes, I was.
Okay, all right. So, and the committee has circulated to this board some information about what venues and costs they had come up with for, I believe, June, July, August, September, et cetera. Also, separately, I spoke to Jim Brown early in this process after he had spoken to some members of the committee. He and AC, as of this afternoon, forwarded information about a meeting facility that they explored in Washington, D.C., I believe, for July. And I've recirculated that to the board, and I would also ask you to consider that information as well. I've seen some questions online about that proposal as well. I don't know which person here, Carolyn or Joe, feels best able to present a very brief overview given the time constraints. Carolyn?
Yes, I'll be glad to, although I'm sure Joe can supplement. We've sent out online a summary of the various locations that we found. There were two in California, one in Berkeley and one in Headlands, and several in Washington, D.C. Now, the proposal that Jim Brown sent forward considered something that we had not. We tried not to look at places in which the meeting space was separate from the housing space on the theory that we would lose time and lose people, perhaps, if we had to shuttle back and forth between a meeting space and a housing facility. So the latest proposal that came in did have meetings in two separate places, but the others do not. And if you have the charts that we sent out, it's very too complicated, I think, to do them all orally, but there are comparisons of the costs and relatively they all come in pretty much under the ballpark. The Grace was able to work with the travel agent and come in with a ballpark figure of plane fares. And so the question really, the first question I think the board should decide is whether we want to do D.C. or whether we want to do Berkeley and environs.
This is Grace. I'm on the call.
Oh, good, Grace. I was just sort of marking time until you got here and could summarize a little better than I did.
Okay. Joe, do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay. Great. And great.
I suggest that we just look at the charts that we had and perhaps ask questions about those, and then decide which city we wanted, which I think is the first place. And then within those, we have a choice in each location.
Carolyn, I have a point of information. This is Jamie, or Madam Chair, I have a point of information.
Yes.
Who sent the email with the chart in it, and what date?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Now, did you not get that?
I probably got it. But
it was in a list. Grace sent around the original, and I think I modified it. It was in a batch of four or five attachments, Grace. How many were there at once?
Yeah, there were a whole bunch of attachments. Their
final synopsis, and it was called Accommodations.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Could we ask Grace for her recommendation or her committee's recommendation as to whether they're recommending D.C. first or Berkeley first?
We did not make a final recommendation. I think the next station rotation is D.C. So if we want to maintain the rotation, we would pick D.C. If this body feels that Berkeley might be a better option, Berkeley is also an option. It would be about 20 to 25% cheaper because the national office staff would not have to go to D.C., and also fewer staff would need sleeping arrangements. So that's the only benefit to Berkeley, and beside the fact that Berkeley's cooler in the summer. But other than that, the D.C. option... is there.
Madam Chair, could I get on stack one more?
Yes, I'm sorry. Bonnie, you're next.
Or maybe we should have more from the committee before.
Okay.
Or should we, whatever you choose.
Bonnie, go ahead.
Appreciating that you guys have done a lot of work, I do have to say there's been a number of amendments and changes and emails sent out correcting things and changes to the original chart. And I would hope that maybe we could actually put together an amended chart and add some things to it. On some of the summaries and proposals, I don't feel that it's really been fleshed out. What would be great is if you could note how many flights and rooms you are talking about for each of these. What the real cost of rooms and meals are and flights, whether there needs to be consideration for transport from airports to the meetings and back if we're going outside of it, the distance from the stations and from the listening area. I'm accustomed to, when making proposals, that you have a 10 to 15% contingency. Because you always seem to spend it in one way or another when you do meetings. Security needs, rentals, engineering, whether we're paying people to do any of the tasks that have to be done. And also I think it's really good to look at, as we look at these locations, whether there are any outstanding problems that might arise. I know that there's some concern around UC because of some union concerns that are going on right now. So I wonder if it would be possible for us to get an amended chart with more of the detail taken into account.
Okay, anybody else on this?
stack? Anybody else?
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I think that we have fleshed out five possible venues for the meeting. To get all this information about specifics for five separate locations is kind of counterproductive. Why don't we narrow it down at least to whether we want to have it in D.C. or Berkeley, and then and the cost is well under $20,000 for either D.C. or Berkeley, although Berkeley's, you know, Rob did find a very inexpensive place in D.C., so even in D.C., it's quite reasonable. So if you add a 15% on or whatever percent on, that would be bring it up 15%. But other than that, we really don't have the resources without finding out from the national office how much the equipment costs, nor do we know exactly how many people would be coming from the national office. So we need to just narrow it down, and then we can tell you that it will be well under $20,000 for the whole thing.
This is Margaret with a question.
Margaret, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I'm sorry. I can't quite find the documents you all sent, so I've been doing a search here. But Do we have a date? I mean, have we settled on this question as to when this meeting is to take place or not? Is that not on the agenda for this evening? Because that may have something to do with where the meeting will be held. And are we talking about skipping an in-person meeting and having this, you know, the next meeting? I'm not exactly sure what we're doing. I'm very sorry if about my confusion, but could somebody clear this up?
Well, at the last meeting, we voted to have the June meeting in June, and the subcommittee was, but before our most recent PMB meeting, we had voted in Texas that the June meeting could be held in either June or July or August or September. At the last meeting, I believe the board voted that the June meeting was to be held in June. It seemed to indicate that it was contingent upon the report back from the subcommittee exploring costs, et cetera, in light of the financial crisis. So I think it's somewhat up in the air. Those are the two motions that passed, which contradict each other or don't contradict each other. I'm not sure where we should go with this. I know that we're at time for the meeting, however.
Move to extend for 20 minutes?
No, we're not extending for 20 minutes because we had a three-hour rule. Who just, I guess somebody muted or came on?
Wendy, hi.
Hi, Wendy.
Madam Chair, I have, or Sherry, I have a point of, I guess, parliamentary inquiry, I guess it is.
Okay.
Can we extend a meeting by voting to overturn, to temporarily suspend the rules?
Or by two-thirds?
Yeah, well, that requires two-thirds.
It requires two-thirds.
That's my understanding. Maybe Jack or...
Jack?
That's right. It is right.
Hold on. Second. Oh, here it is. Suspend the rules requires a second, is not debatable. Two-thirds for a parliamentary rule, majority for rule of the body. So it'd be pick a majority.
Rule of the body.
Okay.
Yeah, it's our policy, so we can suspend by a majority vote.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Well, you know, in the other meeting that we just did, we weren't really cognizant of time. We didn't talk about, you know, extending the time every however many minutes. And, mm-hmm. and you know, since this meeting was called to talk about the thing about the next PNB meetings, I hope that this board will just vote for the... I'm just not going to go for the... trying to argue against what this rule that we're now talking about is, but let's just vote for it. The whole meeting was supposed to be about this.
Yeah, then Madam Chair, if that's in order, then I would move that we vote to suspend the rule temporarily for the three-hour time limit.
And if it doesn't pass, we just do it anyway.
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
It was a joke. Okay.
All right.
Kinda.
Is there a second to Jamie?
Sorry, I didn't. This is eight, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I did not hear what he's asking for.
He's asking to extend the time of the meeting.
Well, basically.
By how much, Jamie?
Well, I think I don't know that I do that. I think I'm voting that we suspend the rule that the meeting can only be 3 hours.
All right. Well, I have to.
Oh wait. No.
You know. Okay. So
no, just for this, it's only for tonight's
no,
meeting.
No, it's always for that. So
why don't we just mention? Trying to do what we have to do, period.
So I'm not sure what's on the floor now. Jamie made a motion to suspend the rule. It's just a policy of the board, so it requires a simple majority if it is seconded.
Second.
Okay. So.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I thought we were working with the time certain, so I've made some plans.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to know how much time we were actually talking.
Okay. I don't know. And so Jamie's motion is to simply stay here until it gets resolved.
Well, no, my motion is only that we don't have to stop now. Somebody else can move that we stop in. If that passes, then somebody can move we can stop in 15 minutes or half an hour. I don't really know how long the committee's going to take.
Wait, is it already past the time?
Yes, it is. That's why.
It is. Madam Chair, I'd like to move that it be extended for 30 minutes.
Second.
Wait a minute. This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
The meeting was called to address the issue of whether or not to have a PNB meeting, an in-person PNB meeting, and to hear back. Oh, I'm sorry. It was called to hear back from the task force.
Right.
Then there was some other stuff added beyond the parliamentary procedure that resulted in us having this executive session that had nothing to do with our parliamentary procedure. So this meeting is about this. We can't now say, I would think that this meeting, the 3 hours would start now, but I mean, I'm not saying that we won't do that, but come on.
Can you agree, Wendy, that we can spend 30 minutes?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to say. We're here to hear from our task force.
Wendy, you came back on the call late. They asked people to read what they had circulated. Bonnie Simmons had requested more detailed information, so there has been some discussion that was going on.
All right.
Madam Chair, this is Joe. If I can go on the stack.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, well, it seems to me what we need to do is sort out I think the task force has given a short report, such as it is. The board has voted that we have our next two meetings. I guess I'm not sure how the contingency attaches necessarily, but we've come back with these proposals, and I think what we need to do today is either make a recommendation or direct the national office to proceed along certain lines, either look at the scenario in D.C. or in Berkeley, and then plan the meeting. I mean, some of the questions Bonnie is asking are the type of things that, you know, we would both of us would need to leave our day jobs to figure out as a committee.
Point of order.
Really, they're
yes.
Part of the international.
Who said point of order?
Jack. It's Jack. I have a
Jack,
point of order.
Jack.
There's a motion on the floor to suspend the rules. A motion to suspend the rules is not debatable, therefore this discussion is out of order.
Okay, thank you. So, and was that motion seconded to suspend the rules? It was,
yes,
correct?
It was.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Mary, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Okay. This is on Jamie's motion to suspend the rules, okay? Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediako. Evelyn Bethune.
Yeah.
Carolyn Burden.
Yeah.
A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Kathleen Davis.
Yes.
see. Margaret Prescott. Well, listen, I'll call the other people. Ambrose Ling.
He's not here.
Right, I know.
Okay, you can skip them now. It was just for the original role.
Three, Mike Martin. Effie Mangaza. Okay, Margaret Prescott.
A pass.
Sarvandawa. Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Wendy Schrill.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Lori Taguma, are you present? Jack Van Aken.
Oh, it's Jane.
Joe Gonzalo.
Yes.
Yoshi Yamanaka.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Is there anyone else whose name?
Nita Bediako.
Okay, yes. Nita, is she present? Did you? Are you here now, Nita? Okay.
Are you trying to call off the public
okay.
session?
Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, so...
How many now?
That would be two-thirds. You need two-thirds of the
no.
Vote.
No, Jack needed not two-thirds.
You need a majority. Jack said you need a majority.
We have both majority and two-thirds.
Yes.
Well, whatever. We have the two-thirds and the majority.
Okay. How many voted no is all I said.
We had nobody, just two abstentions.
Okay.
On a personal privilege, Madam Chair?
Yes, Lonnie.
Have to leave, unfortunately. But I do have just one point I wanted to pass along. We will, I'm looking at the financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
It will be tough in July to come up with 20,000 or even 15. And I'm thinking even August looks, you know, not so great given the fact that our funds depend on what the stations will do. So I just wanted the board to know it is not for sure that we even have 15 or 20,000. Certainly not in June, and I doubt July or August at the earliest. And the reason I say August is because the stations will do some July or August drives in the summer. We might have some funds coming in late August. So I wanted to let the folks know.
Thanks, Lonnie.
And I do have to go, so
you can go.
Sorry, folks.
Point of information?
Yes.
There seem to be a number of people who are struggling to find the email that has the chart.
Okay, I'm going to look for it and send it out again.
Did Lonnie tell the task force to go ahead if they could do 15 to 20,000?
Yes, that was the, yes, he did. He said that's how much they would be available. Try and keep it under 15 to 20, he said.
But I'm saying it won't be available from what I'm seeing until August.
Well, that was not our original understanding, Lonnie, and that was the basis on which we went ahead and tried to come in under 20,000. So I'm sure that.
Could we present these plans and talk about them, and then because we have two here and
we have 20.
There's a lot.
Okay.
One second, I thought.
Lonnie, before you leave, do you have a cost for DC?
Yeah. DC, if it comes in at the numbers I've seen, $2,800. Plane fare for in the context of that plan would be between $11,000 and $12,000. I remember plane fare because the airlines are cutting back and increasing fares. So altogether, that would be $11,000 to $12,000 plus the $2,800. I rounded off to $300,000. Maximum $15,000. More likely $14,000.
But DC
cost of that plan.
Okay.
I have a question about the D.C.
Lonnie, what number did you just say?
I didn't follow that line. Oh, Lonnie, what was
2,800.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I'm sorry. I have to. I had an appointment myself, and I tried to do something about it, but I cannot locate. Okay. I was going to meet with two people, and I can't reach them to put them off, so
okay.
I will have to.
All right,
I will take
the
minutes okay, on the call. I'm really sorry, but
okay.
I thought we'd had this time.
Okay.
You guys have looked at the 2,800. Is that not 2,800 per day?
No, they submitted a cost of which was based free in downtown D.C. and Trinity College was charging fairly small amounts for money.
Lonnie, you're breaking
up. Your phone's breaking
up. Is it 2,800 for the whole thing?
It assumes that 28 people are doubling up at Trinity College in D.C., and assumes that the space will be free at the National Museum there in D.C. AC has the details. But the costs are $2,800, and the station is assuming some of the expenses for moving people around, that is the bus, and then assuming some of the expenses on Saturday night for food. So the cost for, and I'm assuming, free Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday AC, or is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Well, for the Mount Vernon College is a Catholic university, really. But anyway, what it is, it's that's, I think, around, that's, as I understand it, is about
$2,800
for that.
$2 per person per meal, and...
Well, no. It's $75 per night per room, not per person.
I think it's like per day, the amount you guys found.
Okay, this information did not come from the task force. The task force did not investigate Trinity College, and we have three other options in D.C.
Well, I don't think those other options match this one.
Okay, guys,
okay.
You know what?
Okay,
because it won't be productive for us to get to some decision here.
I'm right now. Okay. Excuse.
Okay, Lonnie, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Carolyn.
Yes, I just resent both charts, the one that Rob sent from Gallaudet plus the original one, but as for the options, as I said, we were working under different constraints, and that was that all the activities would be in one location. And we worked under, I think our cost figures were for 25 people, not 28. And we allowed for 5 people who, for medical reasons, might need a single room. If in D.C., you know, the numbers of the totals would be a little bit different. And in the national office, the Berkeley locations were assuming that there would be fewer people because the national office wouldn't have to travel by plane. So that does make a differential. And I think that might be the first thing we want to think about is which city we want, and then we can talk about specifics within the location.
Well, could we...
AC, do you want to be called on?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The rooms, rooms and the breakfast... and we include the lunch and dinner, but we don't have to really go by that. But, you know, the breakfast is like $5.65 for the cost. If we came back to the college for dinner, it would be $6. So we added that together. The rooms, breakfast, lunch and dinner was $1,980. And, because the location is free. And this is a form of the library, the Carnegie Library. Okay, it's free for that. And that's sort of where we are. Is the only thing there would be a cost down there would be $300 for the security arrangement.
Point of information? Oh, sorry.
As far as transportation is somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes from one space to another, from the college to the historical society, where we're holding the event, and that's being paid for by WPFW. Also, the Saturday night cost. In terms of as I understand it, WPFW is paying for a reception that night, so you won't have to go back up that night. And you don't have to go back up at any point. And that was a question that was going to be left to the national staff as to, and of course, Sherry, as to whether or not there's, what do we do about that? Do we go back to the school, or do we order food in? But essentially, it's It turns out to be about less than $3,000 for the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, about, I think we had, wait a minute. The grand total for the whole thing is $2,280. And there was some room left to find out whether or not there's any other costs, which has to do with AR, with RV, whether or not it was going to bring the equipment from John O'Malley in New York, or whether we would have to do it on our own. PFW is willing to negotiate with whoever's working on this. There's an ISD line that's already located within the space, because we have a partnership working relationship with that group at the Historical Society. So it's going to cost somewhere between $2,280 or $3,500. And that's for the entire thing.
Okay, does that include food, AC?
Great. That includes food for our breakfast. And we don't know whether... You know, the rest was left up to the national office and Sherry, because we really didn't know what they thought about whether we could cater food in there, which we were prepared to do, or whether we would go back and forth to the... and I think that the group Brown recommended to me that we might want to cater the Friday night and Saturday night. We don't have to worry about it because there's a reception that's going to go on.
Another thing that AC mentioned was that it was on the Metro line.
Yeah, it is. Direct line up, so you can go up. It takes 15 to 20 minutes.
This is great, Grace.
Yes,
can I ask a couple of questions?
Yes.
Okay. At a per diem for food, for lunch and dinner at $20 a day per attendee, and that would just be the board and the staff, supporting staff, that would be $60 times 25, which would be $1,500 for food. Are there eating places to eat close by?
Oh, yes, there is, and as it's before, the breakfast is already factored in the cost.
Okay, before we go on, I'm going to have to appoint a note taker, a secretary, and I'm going to ask Carolyn if she would take notes.
I will, but I thought Mary agreed to do
she left.
The audio after this is over. We
okay.
We're being streamed, I gather.
Okay, would you
mm-hmm.
please do it just in case as a backup?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Okay, can I ask a few other questions?
Yes.
All right, so if we take the high estimate of $3,500 plus $1,500 extra for food, that would come to a total of $5,000, which is by far the lowest estimate we've gotten so far. I calculate, although I can't be 100% certain, the airfare would cost approximately $6,700. So there will probably be other costs we're not anticipating at the moment, but this is... This is the lowest figure we have so far. I think it's very doable.
Point of information?
Yes.
Didn't Lonnie say that his current figures, because of the airfare raises in the last 2 weeks, were more around 11 to 12?
Okay, I spoke with Universal Travel, with Becky Leong from Universal Travel, and she said that the airfares would probably not go up quite that much. So... we're not looking at a doubling of airfares. We're looking at possibly a 20% increase. I can find out from her tomorrow what the actual cost will be. And, of course, the quicker we book, the better.
Yeah, Carolyn here, if I have a few questions.
Yes.
What were you talking about? Are you talking about D.C. or someplace else? What?
D.C.
D.C.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, let me say this.
I don't think I called on you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think that somebody else would just wanted to be recognized. Carolyn?
Yes, I had a question. We did not compare, but I think we will have to find out before we finalize anything if there is an internet broadband connection for our use. And also, I have to say, this sounds absolutely wonderful, almost too good to be true, but my caveat is that the distance between the residence, the sleeping place, and the meeting place is going to be a hardship for quite a few people, and we're going to end up losing people not coming back for afternoon sessions or going home and not being able to make it on time. We're going to lose a great deal of time if we don't have a place in which the meeting space is the same as the residential space. I just fear that it'll be very inefficient in terms of time law.
I wonder if people remember Jane Jackson sitting in front of the bus because they could not accommodate.
Yes.
Okay.
Sherry, I'd like to get on staff also.
Go ahead, Bonnie. Oh, you know what? Well, Bonnie, I'm going to call on you and then AC. Go ahead.
Well, I can wait.
All right, he spoke already, so you can go, and then we'll come back to AC Radio.
I was just going to suggest one other thing, and I'm sorry I didn't mention it prior, that I noticed in trying to look through the many proposals that we have. Has the research been done as to whether all of the rooms that you are thinking of contracting for these meetings are available in the evening? Because I believe in looking through the websites of some of these places, I didn't see that that was possible.
They're only available in the daytime?
Lots of meeting rooms are like that.
Oh, I thought you said the rooms.
No, the meetings. The meetings. I'm sorry. The meetings.
The conference space, you mean?
She means the meeting rooms, not the bedrooms.
Because I think we have a history of certainly our meetings not ending at 5 p.m.
Okay. Is there an answer to that from Grace Carolyn or AC or Joe?
Okay.
I could speak for American University. Yes, they have a per diem 12 to 18 hours a day or something of that sort. So it certainly is possible to reserve the space by hourly or by the day, the conference space. I didn't check with the other spaces, but we could certainly do that. Mm-hmm. Or the national office could do that. That's a good question.
The Headlands and...
Wait a minute, Grace, I didn't... Okay. Oh, yes, I did. Go ahead. Go ahead, Grace and AC. Go ahead.
The Headlands in Sausalito is available for as long as we want it, the meeting space. And usually Berkeley, I'm not sure, but I think it is. But right. I can't say for certain what the exact hours of availability are.
There are some labor contract issues with UC Berkeley. There's a fight right now between UC Berkeley and its custodial staff.
Well, I think we were zeroing in on VC anyway.
Okay.
This is Wendy. I'd like to be recognized whenever.
Okay, AC, you're next.
The place where we were meeting in Washington, D.C., the Historical Society of Washington, we have the space up until 11 o'clock at night.
Thank you, AC.
In the morning until 11 at night.
Okay. From what time in the morning?
8.
Okay.
8 until 11 at night, and it's all free.
Okay. Wendy?
Well, I just would like to remind everybody, or to notify everyone, thank you so much for all this great work. One thing that we need that people might not be taking into consideration is that we need to have a room where we can, hopefully the room where we're going to have our meeting, where we set up all the stuff, can have a lock on it. It's one thing everybody doesn't think of. And so I would also like to... just understand if we're all going on the same parameters, if we're comparing apples and oranges, and if we only miss like a couple of minutes from the beginning of the meeting, but are we talking about having a meeting? Is that a separate discussion? And I want to put in a plug for retreat centers because we at KPFT had one in the first couple of months of this year, and that was just like a really refreshing way to do it, and I've come to understand that these places are all over the country, and just to, sleeping in a dorm thing was actually very energizing, even though I might snore. It was very cool, and so I hope, or I thank people for looking at places like that, and I bet they're in every one of our signal areas, and so that's all.
Okay. Yeah, this is Joe. Should be on the stack.
Hey, somebody was after Wendy.
Carolyn, back on the stack, please.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we did look at those types of scenarios, but a lot of them were not in the, they became a question of logistics. A lot of them were, you know, north of San Francisco or, you know, not close to the station, even though they had good rates and so forth. So that was the problem with those. I mean, there's one really good one in the center for third world organizing, but it doesn't have, it's not, you know, wheelchair accessible. So, I mean, we looked into a lot of things and ran into problems. I also want to say, you know, coming off of what you said, is you also need to focus a little bit in the next few moments on what we're trying to achieve in this call beyond throwing ideas around. You know, do we want to make some recommendations to national? What, you know, to the extent that Lonnie's saying there is or maybe no money to do this, what do you want to do about that? I think we need to consider those issues very quickly.
Right.
Okay. I will entertain. I'm not sure where to go from here. We have information from AC and from the subcommittee additionally about venues and costs.
I'm sure it's Wendy.
And we have an issue about when, and we have an issue about how much money is actually going to be available from the national office, if any, for either a June, July, or August meeting, especially in light of the parting remarks of the CFO. I want to inform you last week, or actually just at the very tail end of this week, I asked Lonnie to explore the costs of a video conference for at least one of our meetings, and he is doing that. He sent me information from one source, and I will circulate the information once I get a handle on how much video conferencing would actually cost the board for its consideration. I think Joe is right, however, in that I would entertain a motion from a member about how we should proceed in light of the fact or reality that there may not be money for this meeting to occur, at least not in June.
Can I make a comment?
Carolyn on the stack here.
Wendy?
Wendy.
Yeah, AC.
Joe.
Did you call on Wendy?
Yes.
So, you guys, I get this. You know, it's hard to say that we need to spend our money on governance when we need to spend our money on so many other things. There's so little of our money to spend. So, but one thing that I mentioned on the coordinating committee call this week is that if we have to give up one of our meetings, I'm not sure that giving up our June, July, August meeting is better than giving up our September, October, November meeting. I think that right now, when we're in the middle of we finally are getting kind of a more clear synopsis of where our network is at. I think that this is the time where the board needs to step up and show some leadership, whether that leadership is making up our own thing or getting together. I really think it needs to be getting together with our managers and our staff in how to handle this whole thing. And so I'm thinking that it might be better to forego the September meeting than to forego the June meeting. I get it. We're not going to have a June meeting in June. And we've made it a special rule that we can have it in July. I don't know that it's a good idea to postpone it any much longer than that when we need to all get together right now and figure out what we're going to do about this financial crisis. We need board leadership now more than ever. So I just think that probably I think that we can approve the budgets that we come up with maybe through input from dealing with this stuff in July or August. Those approving the budgets is a formality that we can do on the phone. So I would just suggest that we don't
totally get rid of this summer meeting because we need it now more than ever.
Madam Chair, Bonnie Verstack.
Hey, Carolyn, Joe.
Yes, I'd like to second what Wendy had to say. I do believe that it's really crucial that we have this meeting. The dates that we found, and now it is too late for June, are mostly mid or end of July. And I think that to cancel this meeting or even the September meeting would be actually require a change in the bylaws. So I do think we need to think about that. I can't believe that we cannot find the money that we need given our directive to the CFO to come back with some deficit reduction suggestions. And I think that September would be a little more expensive than June or July, so I think having this meeting now would be important. In terms of logistics, I would suggest that AC and perhaps, is it Jim Brown?
Yeah, Jim.
Join the task force, and that we do some better. Bonnie's list of questions was very good. I think some of them are beyond our time or capabilities, and see what we have and give what we have over to the national office to flesh out answers to some of her queries, which I think were right on point. So that would be my suggestion, that the task force pool our efforts with those of AC and Jim Brown, and then ask the national office to get back to us within maybe 4 or 5 days with anything that we can't do ourselves right away, and then give a final report of comparing venues in D.C. That would be my immediate suggestion.
This is Grace.
Margaret, I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay.
I think I'm on the stack. I don't know what order.
It's Joe, Bonnie, Grace, Margaret, and AC.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Joe. Perhaps if we propose something along, I'd like to propose something, maybe a confession, a motion, along the lines of what Carolyn was saying, that the because, you know, I don't think it would be hard to make a decision independent or in contradiction of what the national office can or cannot do. So propose that the task force continue its work to identify a location for the meeting, working in conjunction with the national office. And as part of that motion, I think we should also decide today that we are going to, as a board, I don't know if we can tentatively approve this plan, but we need some kind of
tentative what?
We need some kind of we need this body now to say or not say that we are going to have this meeting, provided that it can meet cost restrictions there are, which we don't know the specific stuff. What I'm saying is, Lonnie said we don't have the money for June. We may not have the money for July. We may not have the money for August. We don't know. So what I'm saying is that we should continue. The task force should continue its work and report back to the board within a certain time frame, say, one week or 10 days, as to where we are. Because the missing element here is actually working with the national office to figure out what can be done.
Okay.
So I just want to keep the momentum going rather than just throw up our hands at this point and say, well, you know, but I think the possibility is there to do something. And there's just some specifics that we don't know to make a meaningful decision.
Okay. Bonnie.
Is there a second? I think that was a motion.
Yeah, I'll need to.
Yes, I'll second it.
Yeah. Hey, Bonnie.
Want
to address the motion?
Sure.
What?
Hello, did you call on me?
No, I called up Bonnie. I'm asking if she wants to address the motion.
Oh,
sure, sorry. That we now, Joe, could you just say it again to me?
Well, essentially that the task force continue to work with the national office to come up with a proposal that actually, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, you know, this is not the exact language, but a plan for a meeting either in July or August that is feasible and doable within the financial constraints that we face. It's just that we don't know what those are specifically. We know we can't do it in June, and that's not what the task force is trying to do. But as to whether it can be done in July or August remains to be seen. Lonnie wasn't specific about that.
Okay. I think we're all struggling a little bit here because we have a lot of proposals in varying states of readiness.
Right.
And we are also struggling over the new information that Lonnie has given us as to the financial situation. I did want to point out that, in my opinion, having gone to a number of PNB meetings and observed them when it came to the September meeting, I found that one to be very important because I think that it's really important for us to take our work seriously about approving all of the budgets. And so much information comes through in that particular budget meeting. I honestly can't imagine doing it on the phone. We all hear how some of us struggle when we're talking about reading those spreadsheets on a computer screen. I am happy to send along a list of some of the things that I itemized earlier in the call because I think it might be helpful, and I also know that good meetings only happen with an enormous amount of planning. And just forgetting one of these factors and taking on a location for a meeting can really turn the whole thing and make it not very useful. I'm not even sure at this point where we're going to go as to whether Washington, Berkeley. I will mention to you that the week of the July 17, 18, 19 date that you had in there for UC Berkeley is KPFA Fund Drive. And it would not be possible for anybody at the station, I think, to be able to help in any way or for, I think you're putting an enormous strain on the general manager and the program director and anyone else that would be expected to report.
What were the dates of that?
It starts July
17, 18, 19.
Yikes. It starts on the 16th. And tentatively runs through the 25th.
Okay.
I don't know that we can actually make a decision without more work being done. And I also think that part of the motion that we previously passed was that the task force would work with the national office
mm-hmm.
on some of this because I don't feel like we've got the synchronicity of the national office and the task force having really sat down and gone over all of this.
Sounds like Lonnie's in.
That's what I have to say.
Okay. I would remind people also that Nicole said that I think the convention coverage begins sometime in August, I believe, and probably
correct.
Doc knows when the Democratic convention is.
That's in
August. Okay. So, you know, we should keep that in our peripheral vision, at least, that there's cost involved in
the national convention. The Republican convention, as I understand Nicole is going to cover, is also September the 4th.
Right. And then the Green Convention, AC.
The Green Convention. I forgot about that one.
Okay.
Okay. July.
It's what?
Yeah.
I believe it's in July.
Okay. Grace, Margaret, and then AC.
This is Kathy. I had asked to be on the staff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. I didn't hear you.
I'd like to put myself two later in the on the stack.
You want to be moved down, Grace?
Yeah.
Okay. Margaret, AC, Kathy, and Grace.
Yeah, I think the direction that we're going in, given Joe's amendment about really closely with the can people hear me?
Yes.
Working closely with the national office on this, because you know, without really going into, you know, a lot of detail, we all know that we are facing a very, very, very serious fiscal crisis. So, and certainly that has to be the priority. And I think for the staff that are so concerned about what's going on across the network, that it's also very encouraging for the staff to see the board really moving carefully and very gingerly on this, and not making a decision in haste. Some of the immediate questions that we have to address, we're going to have to, you know, by phone or teleconference or however we work it out. But I definitely am for us waiting on this. That does not mean in any way that we're not taking seriously the responsibility of the board, the fiduciary responsibility of the board. We're taking it very seriously, and that's one of the reasons I don't think that tonight we should, you know, decide in haste to be moving ahead with a July meeting or any such thing. Having said that, I can't imagine how much work this task force has done. Not only the task force, but AC and the crew in D.C., and it's really very much appreciated, and something that would have been good for us to have done several years ago. So it's good that we're doing it now, and hopefully we'll move forward in that direction for any of our future board meetings. Thank you.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes.
It's Jack. We're past time for this.
This is Wendy?
Yes, Wendy.
Which time are we past?
It was continued for 30 minutes.
All right,
was there? I'm sorry, I missed that. I'm sorry. This is Jamie.
We extend for another 15 minutes.
Well,
second.
Okay, and I'm leaving at the end of that extension because I have to prepare for court. So I'll just designate another chair. AC, Kathy, and Grace are in the stack.
Okay. Well, I think that it would be better because it was the chair of the board, chair of the LSB in Washington, had been consulting with the local station, and the station don't feel that it can participate other than in September. They think that, I think they're one of the ones who are going to be holding mini drive of some sort. And so they have ruled out June, July, and August. So they would like to, and I think they would probably like to become a part of the task force that's working on this. Because the only reason we were not originally a part of the task force is because I had left home and I did not realize that there was a committee set up. So that's one thing we'd like to do. And secondly, I just wanted to say that we had in mind whole issue of cost, you know, because of the crisis we're in, and that's why we have a working relationship with the base that is the Historical Society, and the time is not a problem with them because we have a working relationship with them. They have already been consulted and they're already willing to let us have this space free, with the exception of the security, which I think PFW has agreed to sponsor. And PFW has also agreed to finance the transportation. And I think I mentioned it's only 15, 20 minutes away. And they are also preparing for the reception or to, I don't know, they want to negotiate with the national office on whether or not they want to have a meal down at the space, you know, at the space. And if we do, I think that's something that can be worked out. And thinking of costs, that's why we came up with about $3,100 for the total cost, or maybe $3,500. for the total cost of everything. And Lonnie has indicated that it's going to cost us about $11,000 or $12,000 with the flights. So that's where we stand. But I agree with Gonzalez that we probably all need to be folded in together, what Margaret was saying as well. But I know that September is the month that